At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Hey, Lawrence, how did the fruit come all right this morning?
Yeah, the fruit came nice,
isn't it? How do you reckon the bananas are going?
Yeah, the bananas are fine, yeah.
They'll be right to eat by tomorrow, yeah?
They'll be fine for tomorrow, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Apples are good.
Apples are nice.
Lawrence is a warehouse manager, busy setting up the day's deliveries at a food store staffed by ex-prisoners in Melbourne's West. It's a routine task for the 45-year-old.
I supervise up to 15 people. Quality control, I mingle with the workers, know their story, I talk them through the day sometimes. Proud of being a part of a company that gives people chances. I'm part of the role I'm in now.
A son of migrants from Malta, Lawrence is among 130 workers so far employed by Fruit to Work, a social enterprise and registered charity that helps ex-offenders transition back into the community.
I love my job, yeah. For the first time in a long time, I'm actually happy again. As a warehouse manager, I take my job seriously and others around me take me seriously. So yeah, there's a lot of respect here. At Fruit to Work, no one judges you. Everyone's in the same boat. We've all been impacted by a justice system one way or another.
Lawrence describes his job as a second chance, which followed several stints in prison. From his late 30s, he says a growing addiction cost him his marriage and his self-respect.
The worst part of addiction for me was having no income, trying to find income to support my addiction. And it led to me thieving. It was just simple as that. Towards the end, I had no one. I chose to be homeless. I lived in my car. I lived on couches. It was a pretty dark time in my life, dark place. It wasn't good feeling. I don't want to experience that again, to be honest.
Lawrence was most recently released in 2021. But like many ex-offenders, he faced numerous barriers re-entering society.
So when I got out and I thought, look, I've hit rock bottom, I can't go down any lower, I started looking for work. Forklift drivers, delivery drivers, I just wanted a job. And I've put out a few resumes and made phone calls and, yeah, I'll get back to you. I never heard from them.
It's a common problem that leads to a high rate of reoffending, according to Rob Brown, Fruit to Work's chief chance creator.
This recidivism, reoffending in Australia, you know, half the people released from jail this morning will be back in jail in less than 2 years. Right? Half of them. Now, that's one of the highest numbers in the developed world.
Yet Mr. Brown says Fruit to Work employees have a zero recidivism rate. So what's the secret?
We've worked hard at creating an organisation that doesn't judge people. There's no stigma. We do what we say we're going to do. We treat each other with respect. And we don't just say it, we do it. Every single day. We live in and we breathe it and we walk it. And that's actually quite hard to replicate.
To mentor and train newly released workers, Mr. Brown says Fruit to Work utilises lived experience, including his own.
I'm from Glasgow. So I had my own challenges when I was younger, and somebody gave me a chance. And I was lucky enough to effectively, you know, end up running businesses all over the world. I would not have done had somebody not given me a chance, because the reality is I'd either still be in jail or I'd be dead.
This year, Fruit to Work will turn over around $8 million, and it's growing quickly. Its Melbourne warehouses already supply 1,400 customers, and there's a new branch running in Brisbane. For operations manager Rick Young, that's just the start.
I really hope it does go nationwide, because I think it's an area that is lacking with the system. What we do is we give hope that if you really want to have a crack, there is a place where you can come and you can get a job. It doesn't matter what you've done, and I think that is what needs to be all over the country.
Fruit to Work is one of 600 certified social enterprises across Australia. These businesses tackle social problems, and the numbers growing rapidly, with turnover predicted to reach $5.5 billion by 2030. Tara Anderson is CEO of Social Traders, which backs Fruit to Work.
They have built the people that they're supporting into the delivery of their model. They're proving that they can solve a social problem by the number of people that are no longer offending by working with Fruit to Work. And they're an example of huge ambition of what social enterprise can do when it scales. starting small, growing interstate, growing every year and wanting to do more and more.
For Lawrence, Fruit to Work is about much more than a job. It's a doorway to a better life.
I'm really grateful for the opportunity and the position I'm in. You know, you never know, I might go further in this company than warehouse manager. My personal goal to move forward is maybe one day buy a house.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.